Welcome to the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Hadrar, marketing consultant for female founders and creator of the Scalable Marketing Machine Accelerator. I've helped dozens of women grow and scale their businesses from six to seven figures and beyond, helping founders like you to implement my proven growth system that focuses on brand communication, marketing strategy, building your lean team, and leadership. On this podcast, we talk all about what it takes to get to the next level in marketing and in life, focusing on practical, tactical advice that will help you grow your business and explode your revenue. Are you ready to learn? Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. What happens when things don't go your way? That's what we're going to be talking about today, because the truth of the matter is, especially in marketing, experimentation is key to unlocking success. But we don't often talk about the long, rigorous trial period until you find something that really works. So what I want to talk to you about today is, how do you deal with those moments when things are just simply not working? I'm going to particularly talk about advertising campaigns or big promotions that you are looking to share with your audience and with your prospects. Because oftentimes we plug in these promotional periods into our marketing calendar in order to give us that push of revenue, right? So we can be having kind of these peaks throughout the year, and we're not just beholden to certain seasons like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or the holidays if you're a product-based business. So, well, let's talk about that for a sec. Let's talk about how we should be thinking about promotions in our business, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what happens if a promotion is not working? Okay, it happens, right? And it's often really frustrating, and you sometimes have a lot of cooks in the kitchen working on a promotion. Perhaps you have someone running ads, you have someone that is making creative, you have someone that's doing social media, someone writing emails, right? So how do you pull all this together to make sure that you course correct when something is not going as planned? And I'm speaking from personal experience, because I'm actually in this very week going through this process with one of my teams, with one of my clients, and it has been not pleasant. It's been rigorous. And this is just the realities of business sometimes, right? Sometimes we have to put in the extra effort. We have to pull some late nights when we are doing a big push, when we're in a season of promotion or launch, right? It's not all sunshine and roses. So let's pedal back for a minute and talk about, how should we be thinking about promotions in our business? So I want to give you a little bit of a history lesson on how kind of sales and promotions started in the first place, right? So this idea of the, not Cyber Monday, but of Black Friday, right? It goes back decades, and it's basically an invention from marketers and advertisers to help kick off the holiday season. Because most businesses, whole entire years, and this of course is still very common, their whole entire year sale is made up in the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when everyone is doing their shopping. And so in order to amplify this period of time, Black Friday was invented, right? As this kickoff. And it keeps getting earlier, and it keeps getting extended. And all of these Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, small business, whatever, it's just marketing, right? Marketing teams getting together to figure out, how can we possibly get, you know, our customers to open their wallets more frequently or spend more with us in this moment where they're going to be buying anyway, right? We're fighting for the business. But then I want you to think of the other moments in time where there are big sales, right? President's Day, Memorial Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. So then what marketers have done sort of over the years is manufacture these other reasons why people should be shopping throughout the year. And the reason for that is to be able to sort of have steady income throughout the year. That's really the purpose of that, right? Because if all of the business was made up in 1 month, then your business lives or dies by that holiday season shopping, surge, right? And that makes everyone uncomfortable. It makes business owners very uncomfortable. And so that is precisely why we started putting in these traditions of shopping during other periods of time. And I think we can really see this with like President's Day and Memorial Day. You know, it's not really a time where you need to go, you know, buy a leather convertible sofa from Ashley Furniture, but they sort of use this as an anchor. And it's become sort of part of our culture to know that big sales happen during these times and people actually wait to buy refrigerators or couches or whatever, you know, during these times during the year. And of course, like these sales of Memorial Day and Labor Day, you know, Old Navy or Macy's or whatever are also capitalizing on this. And so as a business owner, you know, how do we incorporate this into our marketing calendar? Because again, it is really nice to give people a reason to buy. And a promotion doesn't necessarily have to be a discount. It could also be a product launch, a new color launch, something like that, right? Of what you're already doing. But what we're trying to do here is just like drum up excitement and create demand for people to shop with us, maybe in moments where they wouldn't normally, right? And so with doing this helps us sort of smooth out our revenue and be able to kind of forecast these little peaks that can happen during the year to kind of give us this consistent revenue in all of our revenues, not just hinging on, you know, one month or one big promotion. So how do you incorporate this into your own business, right? Well, maybe it doesn't make a ton of sense to have like a Valentine's Day sale for what you sell, or it doesn't make a ton of sense to do, you know, a President's Day sale, right? But depending on what your business is and what you sell, you can look at the calendar and get into the mindset of your prospective buyer and think like, where are moments in their calendar where they have a need that my product or service can fill? So I'll give you a couple of examples. Let's say that you market something to kids, right? And so what is a very monumental moment for kids in their calendar? Well, back to school, right? And right before summer, right? Summer vacation. So you can kind of take these two concepts and you can build a whole campaign around these two things because you know that kids are excited about this time. It's something that's a monumental thing in their year and that the parents are thinking about their kids during this time. So having a promotion or a campaign that really speaks to the parents of the kids that you serve at this time makes a ton of sense. Because if we think about, you know, how people go throughout their day and what are the things that are on their mind, they're going to pay more attention to the things that are on their minds, right? Let's say that you are a jewelry company that makes a great Mother's Day gift, right? So it makes a ton of sense for you to do a Mother's Day promotion, right? And really build a huge campaign around Mother's Day, but not necessarily back to school or summer vacation, if that makes sense. That's an obvious example, but you can just see how, you know, you want to build campaigns and promotions around moments that are meaningful for your prospects, okay? So I like to advise founders and clients and entrepreneurs to implement one bigger campaign or promotion per quarter. So that means looking at each quarter of the year and deciding what sort of communication strategy makes sense for a promotion or a campaign within each quarter and then planning for that. Now, this could be bigger and smaller depending on what makes sense for your business. We're finishing up Q1 right now where I'm recording this. And, you know, Q1 is typically a slump for a lot of people because it's right coming off of holiday shopping, right? But we have Valentine's Day. So for jewelry companies and for flower companies and things like that, this may be, you know, the second biggest shopping moment of the year for them. And so playing a campaign around Valentine's Day is incredibly important. So I want you to think about how can I identify four moments in the year, one time per quarter, more or less, where I can be sharing a campaign, a promotion. And the idea of this, again, is not to like discount your product or service at rock bottom pricing. It is about having a reason to ask for the sale, right? And just communicating, right, that ask to those prospects and enveloping it in communication that's going to make sense for our culture and their lives and what's happening at the moment, because that's going to really grab people's attention. So this is how we kind of strategize our promotional calendar when we're building out our promotional calendar. And now let's start talking about what happens when the promotion or campaign that you're running is just not yielding the results that you are after. So this can be incredibly stressful and very discouraging. And so for me as a marketer, when I'm building out campaigns and I'm also building out the marketing scorecard, right? My marketing scorecard, which is telling me how many marketing qualified leads, right, am I delivering into the business each and every month? That number is going to be higher on the months that I'm running a campaign, right? And then sales should also typically be higher in months that I'm running a campaign, right? So if you have a big promotion or big campaign, you're going to embed into your forecast, into your scorecard, right, that the production in that month is going to be higher than others. So you have your target, your number of sales, of leads that you're expecting from the campaign that you're running. And so what happens if you launch that campaign and the early signs are showing you that it's just not converting the way that you imagined? All right. So I'm going to give you four very specific steps that you can go through to course correct a campaign that is flopping. Okay. So let's get into it. The first thing you want to do is reconnect with your goal and your big vision for your company and for the promotion that you're running. You want to connect to the why. Why are you running this promotion? What is most important here, right? And I don't want to go into all the nuances of why we could be running a campaign, right? Now, typically you want to say, oh, it's because we just want sales. But depending on, and this is very important, the sales cycle of your particular product or service. So let's say your particular product or service is a higher ticket. That means that maybe a bigger promotion is really geared towards getting a larger volume of leads to send them into kind of a longer sales funnel, because those people are not, they don't, your product or service is not sold in a way where they see the ad and they immediately buy it, right? So if your product is multiple hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars, it typically takes a prospect some time to get warmed up, to build that trust factor and to know that purchasing with you is the right decision. So we need to recalibrate our goals with the promotion and make sure that the communication, the promotion, the campaign that we've actually created is in line with those bigger goals. Okay, so that's number one, that big a vision. And while you're doing that, you want to look at the results that you've gotten so far from the campaign against the target that you have for the month and recalibrate that number. And this is really important, because if the number that you have as a target for the month seems to be outrageous, like given the result, the early results that you have, there's no way that you're going to reach that target. It would be in your best interest and for the team, the best thing you can do is to lower that target. Lower that target. And I'm going to tell you, and I know what you're thinking. You're like, if I just lower the target, then I'm going to kind of mess up my whole forecast for the year if I don't bring in the money that I expected. We're going to get to what we should do next, right? Actually, that's going to be point number five. I'm just taking a note. Okay, this is in real time, guys. I'm spitting out all my knowledge and all of my experience here. So we're recalibrating, we're adjusting our targets. The next thing you want to do is get on the same page with your team. When you're running a promotion in a campaign, it's really important to have heightened communication with your team. This could look like a daily stand-up meeting for 10, 15 minutes to check on the production of the campaign. You're looking at the individual communications that were sent out, the emails, the social media. You want to look at, if you're running ads in conjunction, you want to look at the ads day over day and see what's going on, right? So if something didn't convert like you expected, it's very useful to look at that quickly and identify why something may have not converted like you wanted. And why this is really, really important is sometimes there's answers that are so obvious, like silly mistakes, like broken links, okay? Like you could send out a campaign and, you know, the email link could go to your website, but then a website link could be broken or some technical issue could be happening with the website that would interfere with conversions, right? So looking at the production each and every day and understanding what is going on with the conversions is really helpful. Now, it could just be that the offer is not strong enough, right? Or, you know, that you just didn't communicate well enough what you were trying to communicate, right? And therefore the sales weren't there. But sometimes it could be a technical issue. So you're going to want to be reviewing that daily. So that's number two. Get on the same page with your team. Check in with every single piece of content that's going out and make sure that there's no obviously glaring technical issue. And once that is settled, you're going to want to use the collective knowledge of your team to say, hey guys, why isn't this working? It doesn't have to all be on your shoulders. You have other individuals working in your team to help you and to support you, okay? So use your collective knowledge to really analyze like the communications, reconnecting with those larger goals and saying, hey, are we really communicating in the way that we need to? Have we really set out to execute on what we intended to execute on? Because sometimes as you get rolling, and especially as things are moving quickly, things can happen like, hey, we're looking again at this email sequence and you know what? We're not really ordering this properly, right? We're not really pulling those prospects in the right way, right? This is where we get to iterate and improve. So number three is make changes as needed. So that could be, and listen, like promotions are, this is yours, right? Now, maybe you've done something in conjunction with Valentine's Day and it's one day, or St. Patrick's Day and it's one day, right? But you make up the rules. Who's to say that you can't have a Valentine's Day promotion that extends to the rest of February and turn it into not just the Valentine's Day actual day promotion? Now we can turn it into the, you know, month of love promotion, and that is extended to the end of February, right? We still have that. That urgency, right? Because there's a cutoff date. But if you need to give yourself more time in order to get closer to your targets that are your desired targets, there are no rules, right? It's all about how you spin it, right? Same with like Mother's Day. It doesn't have to be just Mother's Day. Let's say they missed the cutoff, right? Because the shipping cutoff and they didn't purchase in time to get that jewelry piece in time for Mother's Day. Okay. If their sales are not coming in at that shipping cutoff date, and even for the express shipping, who's to say we can't have May be Mother's Appreciation Month, right? You can make whatever you want up. There's no rules here, right? So you can change the promotion, you can extend deadlines, and you can also change the promotion. So if something's not landing, let's say that you know, maybe the discount you gave was just not like exciting enough or tantalizing enough to move people into action. You can change those things. You can say, hey, we were offering this, but now, you know, if you purchase by X and X a date, we're going to add in this bonus, or we're going to give you this extra benefit, right? To kind of up the ante. What we want to do is like turn up the heat, make that sizzle, right? If you're not seeing the production and the results that you want. The next strategy is to start segmenting your audience by the actions that they've taken and narrowing down your communications and your conversations to more one-on-one conversations. So I'm going to give you some ideas on how you can do this. So when we have more tailor-made communication and more specific communications, those communications tend to convert better. So let's say we have an email campaign going. It's not converting the way that we had hoped, right? We're going to continue our efforts with our whole list and be sending out our emails. But who's to say we cannot isolate the people that are more highly engaged and then send them more personalized one-on-one communication? So let me give you an example. Let's go back to the jewelry company, right? Let's say you're running your promotion for Mother's Day and you want to, you know, make a stronger sales push. We can identify the more highly engaged people and we can send them a one-on-one communication, maybe directly from the founder, for example, and offering something a little bit special, maybe something a little bit different to help push them over the edge. This could mean like adding on an extra bonus thing or adding on free gift wrapping or whatever. Something where you know you have these people, they've engaged with your content, they're interested, they just haven't been, they haven't pushed it over the finish line yet to make the purchase. So in what ways can you isolate those people and give them a more targeted sales email that in, that can help push them over the edge? Another way that we can do this is in social media. So let's say that we are running our promotion, all of our communications also going via social media. We can be opening up conversations in DM with like the higher engagers of our content or people that have asked questions or anyone that has reached out to us. We can also give them more individualized attention communication and help give them a special offer that's going to push them over the edge, right? Because they've shown interest. They clearly are interested in your brand and what you have to sell. Now we can open up those one-on-one conversations. And this is something that your social media manager could do, right? With just making sure that they're sending that sales page link in those DMs. But then, of course, like making nice conversation and engaging and asking people, you know, asking those people about, you know, their lives and their needs and what they're interested in and what maybe is holding them back from making the purchase, something like that. And you can make the sale one-on-one there. Again, these small efforts can help push more sales over the finish line, which is ultimately what we're looking to do. You can also automate these one-on-one conversations with software tools like ManyChat that helps you do automated messaging via DM on Instagram, for example. And then last but not least, the most important piece of all of this is doing what is called a postmortem or sort of a final review. So after your campaign has completely closed, the promotion is 100% over, get a meeting together with the entire team with all of the data that you have for that particular campaign, looking at the exact social posts that went out, the exact emails that went out, and ask your team, like, let's give ourselves a score. How did we do? What worked? What didn't work? How could we do it better next time? Things are not always going to go well in marketing, right? And this one practice is the key to actually getting it right the next time, doing this kind of final review. So there you have it. These are 5 steps, right? What to do when your marketing plan, your promotion, your campaign just isn't working. There are 5 steps you can take. So we can recalibrate our goals and reconnect with our big vision and adjust targets as needed, right? Making sure that we are doing what we intended to do based on what our big goals and needs and vision are. Next is getting on the same page with our team. Understand what is happening each and every day in their perspective, things that they're executing, and looking at it to make sure there's no silly mistakes, make sure that the communication is clear and that we are actually accomplishing what we want to accomplish with our big goals and vision. Number 3, there are no rules. You can change what you're promoting. You can change the deal, the sale. You can change your communication strategy. You can extend deadlines. Give yourself space to play around and try some things. Because at the end, that's going to give you even more information when you do that look back review. Number 4, you can start segmenting your list by the actions that they've taken. Do more one-on-one feeling direct communications with the highest engagers of your list, the people that are interacting the most with your campaign emails. And you can do the same with social media. Anyone that's been engaging more or commenting or even sending you messages in social media, your social team or even through software like ManyChat can be sending direct sales messages and direct sales page links to those individuals to help move them into action. And last but not least, doing a postmortem on the campaign. looking back and saying what worked, what didn't work with your team, and making a plan for how you can improve the system of you know, launching campaigns and actually having promotions for next time, so it will go smoother and that you'll be able to have a better understanding of the exact communications that work with your audience and the exact type of promotion that work with your audience. So that's it for this week, guys. It's been a couple long nights for me. And I hope you know, I'm in it just like you guys with clients and in my own business. And the reality is sometimes, you know, you got to put in that extra effort, especially during launches and campaigns, especially when it comes to these big sales pushes. And yes, we should have our evergreen sales, you know, promotions running throughout the year. And that should be steady sales and steady leads that are coming into your business. But there are moments that it makes a ton of sense to have a bigger campaign and a bigger promotion and a bigger push. Okay. So I hope that was helpful for you. If you have any questions, please send me a DM on LinkedIn. That's where I like to hang out. And I love to meet you guys that listen to the podcast, answer your questions. And a lot of times I turn your questions into podcast episodes. So have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here next week for the Scalable Marketing Machine podcast. You did it. You made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking around with me and listening all the way to the end. I really appreciate you as an audience member, and I hope that you found this helpful. If you did like this episode, it would mean so, so much to me if you subscribed, if you rate and review this podcast. It helps other people know that this podcast has something worth saying. It also would be super awesome if you could take a screenshot and share on Instagram and tag me at Ugly Ventures, UGLI Ventures, VENTURES. I am always so appreciative to hear from you, and I hope to see you back here next week